Well, good morning. Good morning, good morning, and good morning once again. Welcome back. Welcome back to the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. We're back, everybody. Woohoo! We are back. And I haven't sang my song in a while because y'all know I was dragging the last couple weeks. But I think it's time for the good morning song. I know y'all laughing at me, but just get ready, because it's time for the good morning song. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Now see, if my singing cannot put a smile on your face, I don't know what's going to do it. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to our Monday Motivational Call. We are always excited about the Monday Motivational Call because this is the call that kind of jump starts the week and gets us prepared, gets our mind right, and gets us just motivated and inspired to just get raring to go for the week. So I am extremely excited that all of you have joined us today. And I got to say it one more time. Restoration, uncommon favor, and double blessings for 2014 and beyond. Every single thing we have lost in the last 10 years. I keep speaking that out because I just really believe that in my spirit, that everything we have lost over the last 10 years will be recovered. You have to keep believing that. Lost years, lost money, lost relationships, lost ideas, lost friendships, all of that stuff is going to be restored. Okay, everybody, you know what time it is. Touch your phones. Everybody who's on the call today, touch your phones, and I want you to repeat this simple sentence back to me. Y'all ready? Speak this out. Everything that I have lost over the last 10 years will be recovered. That's it. Touch your phones and say that one more time. Everything that I have lost over the last 10 years will be recovered. I just believe if you spoke that sentence out, the atmosphere has now shifted, and all of that stuff that you believe that the enemy stole from you is about to come on back. Y'all believe it? So it is spoken. It is so. Amen. Amen, amen. Y'all already see I'm a little fired up this morning. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET. And on behalf of my awesome husband, Charles, and myself, one more time, I just got to say thank you for joining in on this call today because we never take it for granted that you're on the call. I know everybody's busy, but you took that time out of your busy schedules to get some motivation this morning, and we are just so thankful that you are with us. Now remember, for those of you who don't know, but for those of you who join us all the time, you know that this is a commitment that Charles and I made January of this year. We said every Monday we were going to do these calls to jumpstart, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs and professionals because we know how hard it is. Even if you're on a job and you have a business part-time, I know it's hard being on that job knowing that you got a million things to do for your business. So we are here to help inspire and jumpstart you. And for those of you who are full-time entrepreneurs like me, sometimes it gets kind of lonely. We're grinding in our offices, whether we're home or someplace else, and sometimes it gets a little bit difficult. So this call is meant to motivate, jumpstart, and inspire you to keep staying on track so you can keep moving forward in your business. And I know there's a few people on the call who don't have a business, but we are praying that your business will come forth this year. Amen and amen. So every Monday I try to do a little recap of the weekend and don't really have a whole lot to report on. This has also been a weekend I've been trying to kind of recover from the FNET Legacy Ball. I know some of you have seen all the pictures still floating around on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. We are still really basking in the glow of that awesome event. We do that every year, as many of you know, where we honor entrepreneurs and professionals who are building and leaving a living legacy while they're still alive. So my mom used to always say, God rest her soul when she was alive, give me my flowers while I'm alive, because when I'm dead, I can't smell them. And I'm so glad that over the years, I always made sure that I did that for her. I would always make sure that when I didn't see her for long periods of time, that I would bring her flowers every time I would visit. And so when she passed away suddenly, I felt okay because I had given her her flowers while she was alive. So we like to do that with our entrepreneurs and professionals. We recognize them while they're still alive and while they're still building their legacy. So I'm still kind of reeling from that, still resting, but yesterday I was able to go and celebrate one of our past awardees, Cheryl Pullen. She is our 2013 Legacy Professional Speaker Awardee, and God is doing some wonderful things in her life, and a few of the ladies and I got together and we had brunch with her yesterday just to celebrate her as she is moving and shaking and going to a new level in her life. So congratulations to Lady Cheryl Pullins, FNET's 2013 Legacy Professional Speaker Awardee. We are just so honored to have you in our network, and we know God is truly going to be doing some miraculous things in your life. So that's my quick weekend recap. And just so you guys know, today Charles is not going to be on the call. I know I'm always sad when he's not with me, but as he always likes to remind me, in January, he told everybody, I'm only going to be on the call maybe once a month. But as you guys know, Charles has been on the call pretty much, oh goodness, sometimes 2-3 times a month. So we're always pleased when he's on the call. But today he unfortunately had to do some meetings this morning, so he is not with us today. But I'm sure he will be back with us next Monday. So it's just me today, guys, but we do have a special guest. I think I just put out that our special guest today is Lady Tanya McGuire, and she's going to join us in a little bit. But we are always, always so pleased when Charles can be with us to kind of help me with the prayer. But today I'm going to go ahead and start it off, as we always like to with any of our events or any of our calls. We always like to make sure that we acknowledge the great I am, the one who makes it possible for each and every one of us to get up every day to do what we do. So all heads bowed, and let's all go before the throne of grace today in prayer. All minds clear? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the precious, matchless, mighty name of Jesus, we come today to you, Lord, with our spirits clear, ready to start the week, and we are just humbled that you have allowed us to see another day that we've never seen before. Lord, I ask that you bless each and every person on this call, whether they're an entrepreneur, whether they're a professional, whether they're somebody who want to have a business but they don't know how to. Lord, I ask right now that you touch them, each and every one. Give us witty inventions. Give us witty ideas. And keep us moving ahead in all of our endeavors. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We don't thank you enough. And so, Lord, today we just wanted to say thank you for all that you have done in our lives and all that you are going to do in our lives, all that you continue to do in our lives. And all these things, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. We always love it when we can just give God thanks and praise for all that he has done in our lives. We can never, ever, ever forget that he is the only person that can give us all of our ideas. He can give us all of the things that we desire. So we got to make sure, guys, that every day when we get up, that we just give him thanks, glory, and honor, because he is good. So, this is where Charles usually says, we got a lot of new people on the call, which I see we do have a lot of new people on the call today. And a lot of people are wondering, who the heck is FNET? Who is Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network? And what the heck do you guys do? So FNET, for those of you who do not know, we are a business building organization, and we specialize in bringing businesses together by building relationships. And we help you build those relationships by hosting workshops and networking experiences. We don't like to call them events. We call them experiences. We also have some seminars and some retreats. And the experience we give our attendees, it's one that's warm, it's friendly, it's interactive, and a little bit of fun, because we want you to feel like family when you are at an FNET experience. So, just like I mentioned before, not only do we do these networking events and workshops, at the end of every year, we host an FNET Legacy Awards Ball, and this is where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs who are leaving a living legacy. And this was our ninth year hosting this awesome event. Well, oops, I said that word, experience. And for everybody who came, I know they had a wonderful time. For our awardees, which you will be hearing a lot more of them soon, or from them soon, they all are treated like rock stars. We like our legacy awardees to feel like rock stars, because they are leaving and building a legacy for us to follow. So if you have not come to an FNET experience, we invite you to come join us and build your business and your bottom line with us. And by the end of the call, I will be letting you guys know when our next FNET experience is going to be. I know a lot of people asked us last week at the ball, when is your next, you know, event, or when is the next thing that you're going to have? And we do have a tentative date that we are going to throw out today. We want you to save the date, and I'm probably going to put something out about it this week. So be on the lookout. We want you to make sure that you are with us. We usually try to do our networking experiences. We've changed up our format a little bit, so we're only doing them like once every couple of months. We used to do them every month, and you know, now it's just so many events going on that people just cannot keep up. So FNET has changed our format. We've changed the way we do our networking experiences, so we don't do them as often, but when we do them, they are very powerful. So make sure that you are listening to the end of the call, and I will give you that date so you can make sure that you are with us. Now, last week, Charles and I were so tired. We didn't really do a real deal topic. We kind of just did a little bit of freestyling, and we just kind of, you know, recapped the ball. But, you know, this week, like I said, we do have Tanya. She's going to be brought in shortly. But before I bring her in, let me see who's on the call. I'm going to shout out a few people because we're about to do our affirmation. So let me see who's on the call with us this morning. Oh, my goodness, we've got a lot of great folks on the call today, and so glad that they are with us. Kalima Matthews, an FNET Elite member, is on the call. Lady Kalima, thanks for being on the call today with us. Everybody, wherever you are, please make sure you stand up. We're about to do our affirmations. And since Charles is not with us today, I had actually asked Tanya McGuire to do the affirmation with me. But if there is anybody else that wants to do it, Tanya, I kind of want to save you. I see you on the call, Lady Tanya. I kind of want to save you for when you're going to be talking about your topic. So if there is somebody on the call that wants to do the affirmation with me, inbox me on Facebook. I'll take the first person. I know, Tanya, you probably was ready to do the affirmation, but like I said, I kind of want to save you until later on, so when you go ahead and do your topic. So who wants to help me out with the affirmation today? Lady Tina Harmon is on the call. Lady Tina Harmon is one of our FNET newest Legacy Awardees. She received our Legacy and Inspiration Award this year. So Lady Tina, thanks for being on the call, and congratulations on your very well-deserved award this year. So who wants to join me in the affirmation? I know you can't help me, Tina. I know you're at work. Tia Tenacious, I see you on the call. Shake your leg. Once we do the affirmation, lady, how are you? Good to see you. Nobody's inboxing me. Who wants to help me with the call this morning? If nobody does it, then I guess, Tony, I'm going to have to bring you in. Nobody has inboxed me. Now, I will go ahead and volunteer somebody. Sylvia Henderson, I see you on the call today. Lady Sylvia, you want to do the affirmation with me? Because I will. Okay. Sylvia. Sylvia just said me. Okay, so yes, Lady Sylvia will help me with the affirmation this morning. You know, Sylvia, I was going to go ahead and volunteer you if you did not go ahead and volunteer yourself. Let me see who else is on the call today. So actually, a lot of folks, like I tell you guys, if we don't have your name programmed in, I can't tell who some of these numbers are. So we have a lot of people on the call today, but I don't know what the numbers are. So I can only shout out those who I have their actual name programmed in. So I got to shout out my girl all the way from Tampa, Florida. Natasha Pierre is on the call. Lady Natasha, Charles and I will be seeing you in about a couple months. I'll call you to give you the exact date, but we will be down in your fair city soon. So please make sure that we connect. We will definitely see you in a couple months. Let me see. Karen Johnson Gilliam is on the call. Lady Karen, woohoo! Good to see you. Okay, guys, please stand up. Wherever you are, please stand up. We're about to do our affirmation. I'm about to bring Lady Sylvia Henderson in. Melanie Inspires is on the call. Lady Melanie Inspires, you're an inspiration. So glad that you're on the call. Lady Melanie was with us at the FNET Legacy Awards Ball, and I know she had an awesome time. Lady Melanie, so glad that you were on the call. Lady Rosetta Thompson, woohoo! Lady Rosetta, good to see you. Thanks for joining in. Okay, like I said, I can't shout all you guys out. I'll be shouting out forever. But I really, really, really am so pleased that you guys are on the call. Oh, I see Lady Phyllis T. Adams is on the line today. Hey, Lady Phyllis T. Lady Phyllis T. did our lighting for our Legacy Awards Ball, actually the last 2 years, and they always do a phenomenal job. A huge shout out to Light It Up with AAA. You need event lighting, make sure you check out Lady Phyllis T. Adams. I see you on the call, Lady Phyllis. Okay, I ain't going to bug you. I know you can't talk. All right, so I'm going to bring in Miss Sylvia Henderson. She's going to help me do the affirmation today. So give me a second, Sylvia. Bear with me for a second. Let me get back into that field. I got to flip back and forth between Facebook and this portal, so sometimes it takes me a minute to pull people in, so let me see. Okay, we're going to bring Sylvia in. Lady Sylvia, are you on the call?
I am!
Lady Sylvia Henderson is on the call, everybody! Woo! Sylvia! How are you, my dear?
I am wonderful. I am standing. I am ready.
All right, guys, if you haven't stood up yet, you see Lady Sylvia has been standing up for a minute. So she's going to help me do the affirmation today. All right, Lady Sylvia, start it off with the I am.
I am.
I am an entrepreneur.
Am I supposed to repeat or just go to I am again?
You're supposed to say you're an entrepreneur, Sylvia. Good Lord. Sylvia, you've been doing this affirmation a million times. We're going to start it over, y'all, because Sylvia don't forget. So when I say that I am an entrepreneur, you're supposed to say you're an entrepreneur. All right, so we're going to start it again. Go ahead, Sylvia.
All right, I am.
I am an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am.
I am dynamic.
Dynamic. I am
courageous.
Courageous.
I am outstanding.
Outstanding. I am
amazing.
Amazing.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there, as all of you guys know. Now, when you say you're amazing, you got to put your hand movements in it. You got to put your whole body in it, and you got to let folks know that you are amazing. So, Lady Karen Johnson-Gilliam, did you put your whole body in it? Did you put your hand movements in it? Yolanda Everett Wilson, I see you on the call. Did you put your hand motions in it? If you guys didn't, we're going to have to do it again. So, Lady Sylvia, we're going to do that one. One more again.
I am
amazing!
Amazing!
Wait a minute. Now, Sylvia, you getting about as bad as Charles. Now, you got to really say amazing like I said it. Now, everybody on the call, I want y'all to listen up. We're going to say amazing the way I said it, okay? I am amazing!
All right, my asthma isn't going to do all that.
Do it the best you can, guys. Very good, Sylvia. She said her asthma ain't going to do all that. Woohoo! All right, I hear the amazing all the way from Florida, all the way from California. I see some folks on the call from St. Louis. I hear the amazing. Awesome. All right, Sylvia, let's keep it going.
I know Natasha's been is down there being amazing.
She is being amazing.
I am
consistent.
Consistent.
I am remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
Okay, and this is our new affirmation statement. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
Don't you guys love that when you say it? We're going to say it again, Sylvia. I am entering into my wealthy place.
Entering into my wealthy, prosperous, wonderful place.
Love it.
Hey, you better silence me again because I can be nuts.
All right, one more. I am.
Thank you. I am.
I am blessed.
Blessed.
And. Highly.
Highly.
Favored.
Favored. I am thankful for you, Teresa.
One more. I am.
Oh, I am.
And I am.
And
taking
I am.
My business to the top.
Taking my business to the top. Woo, woo.
Do you guys believe it?
You're supposed to say yes,
Sylvia.
Yes. Well,
yeah. Do y'all really believe it?
Believe it.
All right, so everybody on the call, if you believe all of the affirmation statements that you just said out loud, I want you to high-five yourself, high-five the phone, high-five somebody beside you, and say, I am taking my business to the top.
Woohoo!
All right. Thank you, Lady Sylvia, for being part of the call today.
Thank you, and I can't wait to hear Lady Tanya.
I know. I'm excited to hear what Lady Tanya going to say today. Lady Tanya, we are excited to hear what you're about to say. But thank you, Sylvia. I'm going to mute you back, but don't get off the call.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. All right, guys. We love saying our affirmations because we believe that if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about our lives, our families, our businesses, that it will come to pass. Not it might come to pass. Not it may come to pass. It will come to pass. So you got to speak light, speak good things, speak positivity. And if you keep speaking out those affirmation statements, I believe that your life, your family, your business, your relationships, and your circumstances will change. and they're going to change for the better. Do y'all believe that? Do y'all really believe it? So if you do believe it, I want you to say those affirmation statements out before you speak. I know we got a lot of speakers on the phone. Speak those out. Every time I speak in front of a group, I say those affirmation statements before I walk on stage. If I have an important meeting, I say those in the car before I get out and go to that important meeting, because I am speaking out who I am. I am an entrepreneur. I am outstanding. I am amazing. And if you keep speaking it, that's what you will be. Amen? So it is spoken. It is so. All right. So like I said earlier, last week, Charles and I, we didn't really do an actual call. We did, but we just kind of did a recap of the dinner, or I'm sorry, the ball, and we just kind of gave you guys a few words of encouragement. But this week, we're back on our grind, and we have a guest speaker. Wow. We have Lady Tanya McGuire. Now, Lady Tanya was on a call with us a few months back, and she gave a powerful word, and we are so delighted that she's able to come on back with us again today. So, wherever you are, we want you to take out a piece of paper, a pen, your iPad, your iPhone. You know what you use to take notes. Take it all out, because you're going to want to take some notes today. Tanya McGuire, she is FNET's 2013 Legacy and Inspiration Awardee. She is a good friend to the FNET organization. We've known Tanya for years, and we are just so honored, so blessed, and just really inspired that she is going to inspire us today. So, I'm about to pull Lady Tanya in on the call. Lady Tanya, are you on the call?
I am amazing!
Tanya McGuire, you are indeed amazing. Thank you so much, Tita, for being back with us. So we're not going to belabor the point. We're going to let you get on and start talking to us about stop scratching with the chicken. Stop scratching with the chicken. So we...
But, Teresa, I gave you that topic, and I've been, you know, kind of thinking and meditating. It's like we're going to talk about the chicken, but most of our focus today, very briefly, is going to be about strength.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe we are 2 months into 2014, and a lot of us started 2014 being strong. We had all this energy. We, as Mayor Mary used to say, we had this we're going to go get it mentality. We're going to go get our business. We're taking our business to the top. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And as 2014 progressed, we ran into some situations, some disappointments, some failures, some things didn't work out the way we want to work out. And we all know that at some point, we lose strength along the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And as I began to think this morning, you know, I thought about the chicken and, you know, having a chicken mentality, because we all know that chickens, they can only stay on ground level. You know, sometimes if you throw a rock at a chicken, I mean, it'll get off the ground a little piece, but it don't soar to the level as an eagle. And at first, that was going to be my topic of discussion, you know, getting rid of the chicken mentality as we end 2014 and head over into 2015. But I don't believe today that I have no chickens on the line. I think that we're all soaring at that level of eagles. We got that eagle mentality. We have done our affirmation. We know that we're courageous. We know that we're taking our business to the top. We know that we're getting ready to step into our wealthy place. We know that we are amazing. And I just want to encourage that person today that feel like they don't have strength to take their business to the top, or they've lost just a little bit of strength along the journey to take their business to the top. And, you know, I thought about the script, like what Teresa was telling us earlier. You know, we're living in a time of uncommon favor. You know, and we have to speak it, that we're living in uncommon favor, that we have uncommon favor on our life. And I know that I'm not the only one on the line this morning that has lost some things in our life. And some of those things, God is going to restore back to us, because, I mean, he said it in his word, that over in Joel, that he will restore to us the years that the locusts have eaten, those things that have been taken away from us. He's going to restore some of those things. So I don't know about anybody else, but there are some things that I've lost along the way that I, you know, that I do want God to restore. Then there are some things that I don't want him to restore, you know. But there are some things that I do want him to restore. But this morning, I just want to encourage you to that person that may be on the line that just need a little bit of strength to continue on your journey to taking your level to the top, taking your life to the top, taking your business to the top, taking your ministry to the top, whatever it is that you're destined to take to the top. I just want to encourage you this morning to continue to move forward. You may feel like you can't move forward, you're a little tired, you may be a little weary, but don't get weary in well-doing, because if you just continue to move forward, you're going to reach in your due season. And we all have a due season that God has promised us some things in our season. And we all may be at different levels in our seasons right now. And right now, we're right at the brink of autumn and fall. But somebody in their business may be experiencing summer. But there may be that person that is experiencing fall where there's nothing really going on and things are drying up. But that's not the time to give up. That's the time to know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And if you tap into the joy of the Lord, and he will give you the strength to move forward into your business. I'm not going to say that it's always going to be easy, because it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to lose some things along the way, because I'm sure Lady Teresa can testify that there are going to be some things, some people that you're going to have to lose along the way. But don't stay there. Don't stay in the fact that you lost some things, that you lost some people, that some people walked away that you thought were going to be there. Don't stay in that. Don't stay in that position. You have to move forward. You have to ask the Lord to give you strength. There are things that we may not never understand that has happened in our lives, that has happened in our business. You may have thought you made the best business decision, and it didn't turn out for your good. But that does not mean that you give up on your business. That means that you get back to the table, you draw out that plan again, you ask God to show you in the direction that you need to go, and you brush yourself off and you get up, because there are people connected to you. I always think about Teresa and Charles. I remember at one point they went through a hard time in their life. And that's one of the things that always keeps me so in awe of these two people. Because even at their lowest point, they found the strength in their failure. They found that strength in those people that backstabbed them to move forward. Because they knew that they had other entrepreneurs connected to them. Now, if they would have given up at that point where they was, we wouldn't be on a morning motivational call this morning. But because they had that perseverance and they had that determination that they was going to move forward even in the midst of these trials, we are here today. And that's what we have to remember, that our dreams, our businesses, our visions, our ministries, half of the time, it's not even about us. It's about the people that's connected to us. And if we give up in the midst of a trial, if we give up in the midst of a situation, then those people that are connected to us, and where we're supposed to get them to that next level in their business, in their ministry, in their lives, if we give up and they're looking to us, they can be stagnated. So don't give up even in the midst of the storm. Because at the end of the day, going back to the chicken, that chicken, he's going to have to go through the storm on ground level. He's going to have to weather the storm. He's going to have to go through the storm at the level where he's at. But an eagle has the strength to fly and soar above a storm. An eagle can fly above any storm and still get through it and make it to the top. So, in saying that, I want to leave you with, according to Isaiah, the 40th chapter in verse 31. It says, "For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." No matter where you are today in your life, in your business, in your ministry, don't give up.
Ask God to give you the strength. Wait for God. If you, I heard Lady Teresa say earlier that she knows some of us are not, don't have our own businesses yet. Continue to wait and ask God where He will have you to be, where you want to go, what He has for you to do, and wait on Him to direct you. Because over in Proverbs 3rd chapter, the 5th verse, it says that we should trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not into our own understanding. And in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our path. So just allow God to direct your path. Know that even in the midst of your trials, your strength can be renewed. And know that no matter what, you don't always have to have that chicken mentality, that you can get off of ground level. Even if you get up a little bit and you fall back down in the midst of your flight, you can get back up and you can soar like that eagle. You can soar above the storm. Because one thing about a storm, I don't know about nobody else, but some storms come in your life and they come unexpected. You did not expect it to come. Just like Saturday morning when we woke up over in Lexington, South Carolina, those people were not expecting no snow to be on the ground because they were looking forward to going to one county over to a homecoming, and there was snow on the ground. So storms come in our lives unexpectedly. We should expect them. It's not the fact that the storm's going to come. It's the fact that how we react to the storms when they come. And I want to encourage you to soar like the eagle through your storms. Don't get weary. You may get weary, but don't give up. And you will run. You will walk if you faint not, because the joy of the Lord is your strength.
You know what? I don't even know what to say to you right now. You over here got me crying and don't even know it. Tony McGrath, don't even think about getting off this call because I got to talk to you. Wow. You know what? Sometimes God has to have somebody else speak a word to your spirit when you're going through a rough situation. And I know you brought up that situation with me and Charles. Almost gave up. FNet, and a lot of people don't know that story, but we had on one of the calls we did go into a little bit of detail about that. And you know what, Tonya, you don't even understand how sometimes, even recently, Charles and I wanted to give up. And you know, you just spoke a word, because it's not about us. And I know somebody else said that to me recently too. Why do you keep doing what you do? Why do you keep doing it? People don't appreciate y'all. You don't get any accolades for it. Y'all are always giving other people accolades. Y'all are always inspiring other folks. And even in that, people dog us out.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you keep doing it? And I specifically said it to her. I said, because it's not about us. And even when I said it, sometimes I even forget. When I feel like I want to give up, sometimes I need somebody to speak those words back to me that I keep saying is not
mm-hmm.
about us. And, you know, it's so interesting that we were talking about the scratching with the chickens. You know, Charles just made that statement yesterday. I don't know if you remember a few calls back we talked about are you an eagle or are you a – I might have been a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that, you know, we gave the characteristics of – oh, I think the title was Do You Have the Characteristics of an Eagle? And it's so interesting, Charles and I had a very deep conversation last night. And out the blue, he said, you know what? Those people are chickens. Don't worry about those folks. And then today, here we are talking about scratching with the chickens. So you always have to remember that when you feel like giving up and people are talking about you and dogging you out, and, you know, I know I'm jumping around a little bit because I want to talk about that Sherry Shepherd thing. Did you hear about the thing with Sherry Shepherd and she heard people talking about her and, you know, the Queens of Comedy? And she didn't let it fester in her spirit and get upset. She used it as fuel to get to where she is right now.
Yeah.
And so that's another situation where, you know, you get chickens talking about you, but you are about to soar like an eagle. So you can't be down there scratching with the chickens. You got to go ahead and keep doing what you do. So I love that you just threw back up in my face what I always say. It's not about us. So when you feel low in your spirit, when you feel like you can't make it, you got to keep moving forward. You got to keep moving ahead. So I love that you said that, Tonya. And And I know you kind of switched up your title, but you kind of still kind of kept it on the same track. Because most of the times when we feel like giving up, it's because of somebody else.
Yes.
Isn't it? If you really think about it,
mm-hmm.
it's because of somebody else. Somebody said something that got in your spirit that you didn't like. Somebody did something that got in your spirit that you didn't like. So then what do you want to do? You want to give up.
Yes.
Isn't it true? And the more you think about that, it's like, you know what? I'm not giving up because of I don't like what I'm doing. I'm not giving up because I believe this is the purpose that God has put in my heart. I'm giving up because of something somebody else said, a chicken. Remember, you an eagle. So you got to rise above that. Somebody said about me. Somebody doesn't like me. Somebody doesn't like what I did. I just believe that I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're being, you could be the best person in the world. Somebody is going to talk about you.
Yes.
Isn't it the truth?
Yes.
I don't care how good you are. I don't care how well-intentioned you are. Somebody, a chicken, is going to talk about you. That's just life, and you have to learn that, and you have to make sure that you always have that in your spirit. So we talking to y'all, too. I know me and Tanya are talking to each other right now, but we're also talking to everybody on the call.
Yeah.
So I want you guys to really listen to what we're saying. There's always going to be somebody that doesn't like what you do. I don't care who. I mean, and sometimes it's people that are the closest to you. You think people are your friend, and they're not your friend. And I think that's the hardest lesson that Charles and I had to learn, and one of the reasons that we almost gave up. Why? Because somebody that we thought was close to us stabbed us in the back. So, once again, we about to give up because of what? Somebody else.
Right.
So, you see what I mean? So, it's never about you, per se. It's always, when you feel like you're giving up, or you want to give up, it's about someone else, what someone else did. So, unless it's something that God says to you, Tanya, I don't want you to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time you should give up.
Right.
Not because of chickens and chicken heads or other people making comments or doing things to you. It's always about him. So you have to stay focused on what he tells you to do. If God didn't tell you to do it, then don't give up. And I'm preaching to myself, Phyllis T, because I know Phyllis T had to talk to me last week too, or the week before last, because I was really in a place that I wanted to give up. So I'm being very transparent. And we tell you guys on this call all the time, we're transparent. There are days Charles and I want to give up, but it's always because of something else, someone else. You see what I'm saying? So, Tanya, you spoke a word to me, and I'm bringing this all back to the center. You spoke a word to me and don't even know it. So sometimes, guys, when God has something in your heart that you need to tell somebody or say to someone, tell them, because you may be encouraging that person and don't even know it. And Tanya, today you encouraged my spirit, and you didn't even know that you had done it. So I'm telling you today, I appreciate
so God,
you.
Teresa, believe it or not, I've encouraged myself this morning
and didn't even realize. See, that's what you got to do. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself.
Yeah, because you get to that point where you say it to yourself, I give up. I don't even want to deal with people like that. But then you have to realize it's not even about you. Because if you hadn't gone through what you went through, if you and Charles hadn't gone through what you all went through, then you wouldn't be able to encourage me when I'm going through it.
Absolutely.
But now that you've gone through that situation, you've gone through that storm, you've gone through that trial, I can call you and I can say, oh, Teresa, I'm dealing with this right here. And you can be like, girl, look, now you know me and Charles went through that. This is what we had to do to get through it, and this is what you need to do to get through it. That's what making positive, you always talk about having positive relationships and building positive relationships, because you need those positive relationships and those positive people in your life when you are going through a downtime, because all of our times are not going to be up. Everything is not going to be peachy all the time. But when we have those moments when we are going through, just like you said, Lady T had to encourage you last week. We all have that moment when we are going through, and we need that person to encourage us that you can make it.
Right.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Epic is doing an amazing work. And it behooves people to stay connected and support Epic because it's awesome. And 2015 is going to be an explosive. And Epic is boost. Like, people not even going to believe it. When it says in the Bible, eyes haven't seen, no ears heard, people not even going to understand what God is about to do in Epic for 2015. Because you and Charles stayed faithful even during the rough times.
I appreciate that, girl. You know, it's so interesting because I put on a post today. I was kind of messing with Phyllis T, and I said, you know, a prophet's not honored in his own land, which is scriptural. And
yes.
And I said, you know, it's very true. And I've noticed that probably over the last 8 or 9 years that is the truest statement. I said, well, you know, since a prophet's not honored in their own land, maybe it's time for us to move. So, of course, Phyllis T. No. Now, sometimes, now don't get worried about that, because sometimes when it goes back to the topic today. Sometimes you have to move, and I'm not saying you got to move states or move, you know, but you have to move away from the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can move even in your own space. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You ain't got to move and go to a different state, although I was thinking about that, but that's another story. But you sometimes you don't have to move and physically pack up your house and leave. Sometimes it's just adjusting, shifting, and bobbing, weaving, and just moving in your own space, but just moving to a different group of people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And it's very true. A prophet is not honored in his own land. It's not. I mean, you're just not. You know, and that's why we try to honor those that are in our area, because most of the folks that we've honored don't get any recognition. They don't get any awards. So that's one of the reasons that we do that, because we got to just prove that prophet isn't honored in their own land, because that's not 100% true. But, you know, I just think it's just very interesting, the topic today, and, you know, tying it to strength as well. Because sometimes when you're hanging around chickens, they will bring your spirit down, and you don't have any strength to go on. So what you said is very poignant, because you cannot be weary in well-doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So even when you are surrounded by chickens, and you're the only eagle in the bunch, you got to just soar and get up out of that thing, and you got to move. Get out the way of the chickens and move and go on up to another level. And then that's where you'll get your strength.
Yes.
Because then you'll be surrounded by other eagles. And I agree with you on that, Tonya. I believe the folks that are on this call, the folks that come to the FNET top level Monday motivational call, they're all eagles. Because eagles take the time to get their spirit fed, to get that inspiration so that they can go ahead and start the week. So I believe that. A lot of the folks on this call, pretty much everybody on this call, are eagles. Because we lift each other up. We soar above the chickens. And when we keep doing that, we soar together. Amen?
Amen.
That's good words. Thank you, Lady Tonya. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, Lady Teresa.
I mean, I don't even know what else to say to you today, but you have truly been a blessing to my spirit, and I believe that you have blessed other folks as well. This call truly was a blessing. You helped me, and you didn't even realize you had helped me. But I appreciate that. I really do, because, you know, sometimes we need to be reminded that we are eagles, that all of us. So when you're an eagle, you're going to have some chickens that's going to be scratching, you know, scratching at you. So don't be scratching with the chicken. Amen. Anything you want to add?
No, I just want to, just again, to encourage everyone that's on the line to just don't give up, even in your hard times, even in the times when it don't look like what it was promised to you. Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay focused and stay connected, and know that in due season you will reap if you thank God.
Amen. Amen. Well, with that, Lady Tonya, we want to say thank you for being on the call.
Thank you for having me, Lady Teresa. I'll call you later.
Yeah. We'll talk later. But shout out your book, everybody. Tonya has an awesome book that I am so pleased to have in my possession. But go ahead and shout it out, Tonya.
My book is Reflection of Hope. It's a daily devotional for women. I wrote the book during my second bout with cancer and severe depression, and it has become my baby. And if I can be transparent for one moment, I gave up on Reflections of Hope. When I first got my baby, I was on fire with my baby, Teresa. Tell you, I made about 20 trips to the DMV, and then I had a life situation that happened, and I put my baby on the shelf. So in my new season, I'm pulling my baby back out because I believe that my baby do have a message for those that's going through, a message of hope that'll get you to your next level.
Amen. I love that. I love that. And, you know, I love that, Tonya, that, you know, God truly is a healer. He is a healer, and I'm just so glad that he was able to heal you from cancer. You know, all of us on the call, we know somebody that has cancer, had cancer, but God is a healer.
Yes.
And I watched it. My mom had breast cancer. I don't even share this story, but I know people ask me, what happened to your mom? How did she die? My mother did not die of breast cancer. She just dropped dead one day. And it's a very crazy situation that he healed her from breast cancer. She was an 8-year cancer survivor. And then she dropped dead one day. And they said it had something to do with her heart taking that tamoxifen. I don't know if I necessarily believe that. I just believe sometimes that God said, you know what, it's just time for you to go. And he just snatched her life out. Not for anything bad, but I think it was done for a reason, because her death brought my family back together. And it's weird how God would just use whatever he will to bring people together that needs to be together. Now, of course, it's taken me a lot of years to kind of come to that realization, but I do know him as a healer, because I saw him heal my mother of cancer. And so I see he's healed you, Tonya, of cancer.
Yes.
And he's healed my father of his stroke. My father is like 1,000% better than what he was. So I know that God is a healer, and I know your book is also going to help a lot of women. Everybody on the call, if you have not picked up Reflections of Hope, please make sure you support this awesome woman of God. But what is the website to get your book, Tonya?
The website is www.TonyaTMcQuire.com.
Okay. Awesome, awesome, awesome. It is an awesome book. Make sure you guys pick that up. Lady Tonya, thank you so much for being on the call today.
Thank you.
I know we went in a couple different directions, but we kept it in the center.
we kept it on topic. Yes, we
ain't scratching with no more chickens, no more, right?
Amen.
All right, I'm going to mute you back, but don't jump off the call yet.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Powerful word today from Miss Tonya, Lady Tonya McGuire. I know I added my little ad-libs in, but I just appreciate her for speaking a word to my spirit today, and I hope that she spoke a word to each one of you as well. We got to stop scratching with these chickens. We are all eagles on this call. I want you all to know that and believe that. Now, earlier in the call, I said I want you guys to try to stay to the end, because we do have an event coming up, or an experience coming up, I should say. We have not had a networking experience in a while, so I want everybody to hold this date on your calendar, November 20th. November 20th. Now, we were thinking about doing something on November 25th. The problem with the 25th is it's very, very close to Thanksgiving, and we're not 100% sure if folks are going to be going out of town for that entire week. I kind of doubt it, but you just never know. So right now, hold November 20th, and as a possible tentative second date, hold November 25th. We will have all the details out on one of those dates, probably by the end of this week. So just kind of keep those two dates on your radar, November 20th, and as a tentative alternate day, November 25th, and more details will be coming out very, very soon. All right, guys, we thank you so much for being on this extremely important call today. This is a one replay. I think we're going to want to listen to again. Make sure that once it comes out on the website that you check it out, because it's definitely a powerful, powerful word that was shared today. We are FNET, where we believe in connecting entrepreneurs and professionals and increasing their bottom line, one relationship at a time. Thank you guys so much for being on the call today. And don't forget what Lady Tanya and I were talking about earlier. We are eagles on this call. Remember that. I want you to write that, too. Put that on a piece of paper somewhere today. Three words. I am, or four words. I am an eagle. Write those words down. I am an eagle. Put it above your desk at work. Put it above your desk in your office. And keep looking at that every single day. And so when those chickens start scratching at you, people start talking about you, you hear crazy negative things, just look at that sentence that you wrote. Not us, that you wrote. And you'll remember that you are an eagle. All right, guys. Thanks for being on the call. We appreciate you. Take care.